Let me try to help you out a little bit here. So you guys are probably aware of Darius Poe. He's going to have surgery. Landon, we got to find out a little bit more on Landon, but he's going to tell you he's going to play all the time, which is what he just told me. But we'll see as the week goes and how much work we can get out of him. But he's a little gimpy right now. And really, I think you know about Justin Pugh. And other than that, just a bunch of bumps and bruises, and we'll see where we are. You know, today, again, you all know it's a little bit different this week. We just had him in. They just got through meetings. There's nothing physical. Just rehab and a little bit of lifting. Then they'll be off. And they'll have all tomorrow off. And then we'll be back to work on Wednesday. Just a couple of things on the game. Again, you know, extremely disappointed. Felt like we played 52 minutes of pretty good team football. And there's enough mistakes in there, but certainly well enough to win. We're in a 10-10 game with a division opponent, you know, and it's a dogfight. And then all of a sudden it turned real quickly on us, and it was tough to rebound. I thought Eli played really good football, real solid, watched the film, got us in and out of some things that probably only he can do because he's pretty special that way. I'm sure he'll tell you there's a couple of throws he would like back, and that's probably true of any game. And, you know, in every quarterback, when you're down one score, probably feels like, I want to come and bring the team back and get there, and that didn't happen, so I'm sure he's disappointed in that. Jordan, I think you asked about the 4th and 7 and the 4th and 3 and the decisions to punt. The 4th and 7 I'd do again just because of how long it was in the situation. And the 4th and 3 was early. I think I talked about I felt like it was going to be a field position game, so we played it that way. And, you know, in talking, these are the things that just sharing with you. Like in talking with Coach Quinn, now it's a tougher punt for a punter from the than you really think. It's hard to get it in there, so we'll be smart going forward. The 3 red zone runs that was asked about yesterday, really when you look at it, I mean we got to 1st and 20, no problem with the 1st 2, and then really we were trying to pop one there on the 3rd down play when they were in a too high safety defense, and it didn't work out. But we came away with 3 points, which is what we're always trying to do. We're always trying to come away with points. Okay, I'm sure you got some questions for me, so I'll just open it up.
You mentioned Justin Pugh. Has there been any resolution on whether he'll be able to play again? Or
don't know that until he gets this second opinion.
Is that today or is that?
I want to say tomorrow, but don't quote me on
Wednesday,
that.
Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, Wednesday. Okay. Yeah.
Any thoughts this shutting Landon down for the rest of the season?
Not until I know 100% what he's dealing with here. It sounds like from Ronnie that it's a re-injury of what he's been dealing with,
yeah.
Something all year long. The thing you got to be careful with Landon is sometimes you got to protect Landon from himself. You know, so, and that's really what you're saying. But we'll see.
How much do you weigh next year for these guys in terms of, you know, things that can linger into OTA?
Injury-wise, you mean?
Injury-wise, yeah. Max is dealing with a lot of stuff.
Right.
He got landed.
I guess it would depend on what that injury is, Tom, because, yeah, I mean, if it's a finger and a shoulder, you know, I mean, some of those things are going to heal naturally throughout the offseason. Now, if you're talking about surgery, then I think you've got to be smart about it. But without looking at the whole thing, I don't know if we have anybody in that situation.
Spax, earlier in the week, Eli Apple said he thought he was ready to go. It would
yeah.
be a coaching decision.
Yeah.
And he didn't play. It seems to be an ongoing kind of... He said with him, what's the deal with him?
Yeah, I talked with Eli before the game when we deactivated him. He sat in my office, and I said, look, we need to get you going. Everybody wants you here helping us out. But this wasn't the week to do it. He didn't get enough reps during the week. Okay, and so it went. But he did get some on Friday. I just didn't think it was enough to have him ready to do the things we were going to do in the defensive game plan. And he understood that. And, you know, the goal there, as we shook hands and hugged, was let's get you up and running next week.
What do you think about him tweeting during the game? And
yeah, I heard about that. I had a conversation with Eli about that. I was disappointed. I told him I was disappointed. We'll decide exactly what we do with it. But it was disappointing. He apologized. And we'll move on from that.
This isn't the first time he's had kind of something like this where it feels like he's had to be disciplined. What do you think's kind of...
Say that again?
This isn't like the first time this season. It seems like there's some sort of disciplinary issue kind of hanging over him. You know, what does he have to do?
Just Eli.
Eli Apple, yeah.
Well, I guess that's true. Some of it has been injury, you know. I mean, it's been back and forth. Look, he's struggling. You all know he went through a struggle personally. I mean, I think you're all aware of that. And know, sometimes it takes a little while to recover. I'm not saying that that's, I'm not using that as an excuse, but, you know, he's got to step up, show his teammates, his coaches that he's ready. And I believe he wants to and is going to do that. We just need to see him do it. Last week it was a little bit of a, it was a groin, I think, early in the week, and then felt a little bit better. Then I know something about a back. It's all, I hope you all can understand that a lot going on in this small brain of mine from last week, so I can't piece it all together. But I'm hopeful and optimistic we can get him going. I'm disappointed in the tweeting thing, but hopefully we can get over these hurdles.
Is it concerning
that frustration with him? I mean,
I think there's some of that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, with any player, when you go through injury, you know, and then you're not out there playing with your teammates, I'm sure he's frustrated.
Besides just the league rules of tweeting from the sidelines, the fact that he likes another player's big play against you, does that concern you?
I wasn't aware of the exact tweet, to be honest with you. I just knew, I got as far as the tweeting and knew that I had to have a conversation, so I can't really comment.
Steve, how are you handling Davis Webb this week?
Probably no differently this particular week. I talk with the coaches tomorrow. Tuesday is a big game playing day now with the way the schedule is. But I will say, I will tell you this about Davis Webb, and I have actually been able to have my eyes on it all during the year because I happen to walk by. He is one of the most hardworking young men in this building. He's here all the time. You know, he's a gym rat. And Frank Cignetti has done a great job with him in the whole year now. In preparation of becoming an NFL quarterback, there are things they're doing together throughout the course of the week that, I mean, you wouldn't normally do for a certainly not a practice squad player. I mean, you're always trying to get your guys ready. But, I mean, Frank's got him thinking like, you know, he could be the next quarterback in the game. I mean, he's prepped him. He gets him out there before games, and they go through an extensive, I think, 40-minute throwing progression workout. There's tapes that Davis puts together for the offenses, I believe for the quarterbacks during the week. That's keeping him in the most. So there's a lot of that ongoing preparation as we speak.
Is he ready to move up for this week?
I don't know that. Well, I'll talk with the offensive
coaches. How comfortable would you be if you had to put him into a game at this point?
I can't answer that. I don't know that I have enough of feel for the – I would have to ask the offensive coaches that. I hope you guys can understand that. It's only been – however many days that I've thought about offense.
You're planning to stick with Eli, though, at this point?
Yeah,
is that
absolutely.
Is safe to say?
Yeah, that's a pretty safe assessment.
I know you weren't the head coach, but, you know, the former head coach and the owner, it was talked about this idea that you had to see what he could do, give him significant time. Has that changed? Because if Eli's going to start on Sunday,
yeah,
you've got
again,
two games left.
Anything prior to, okay, I was not privy to at all. I don't hear it. I mean, it keeps coming back to me like that. But I can tell you this, the way that I'm going to function, the way that I think we should function, is to take this 1 week at a time with the goal being beating the next opponent. And whatever is best to do that, in my opinion.
What would be lost by having him as just the number two quarterback even? Like say it's
I'm not sure what would be gained other than if something happened to the starting quarterback that he goes in. I'm not sure. See, in answer to your question, there is tremendous preparation for this young man to be a quarterback in the NFL. I don't know that it, you know, I'm not sure where, this is what I'll talk to Mike and Frank about, you know, is it that much more of an advantage to have him standing on the sideline as the second than there is him standing on the sideline as a deactivated player, right?
Well, presumably reps during the week even just.
Yeah, that's a pretty good example. So there you go, a defensive coach trying to figure out how to get the second quarterback ready. But I'll talk with Mike and Frank.
Would you consider having three quarterbacks active on game day?
That's a thought. You'd have to think about why you would be doing that because, look, it's hard sometimes to find enough guys in the 46 for the positions to have all the backups. So that'd be a tough one.
Steve, sorry, just to be clear, when you said it's a pretty safe assessment that you're sticking with Eli, are you talking about this week or?
Well, right now I'm talking. I think, again, I'm on the week by week and let's win the next game. To beat the Philadelphia Eagles right now, Eli Manning is a starting quarterback, and I don't feel that changing. But I don't know what next week is going to bring. You know, so
Spike, do you guys already feel like you have enough information on Webb? Like, do you feel like he's not ready?
That's
this
a good
year
question.
At all, or
that's
do you have enough info and you don't think he can play?
No, I can't say that right now. Again, you're asking questions I have not had the discussions with the offensive coaches about that. But that's a fair question. In other words, are we not moving him up because we don't think he's ready, or
right, like, are you not taking a look at him now with the eye on the draft because you already don't think he's the guy?
Yeah, and I don't think that's the case, but you know, you got to give me some time to put my arms around, and I can't promise that, you know, that's going to be a public thing. I mean, we're gonna function as a NFL football team. You know, we're certainly not gonna try to make sure the opponent doesn't have any extra info. So I hope you can appreciate
it. Spax, would anything moving forward that the organization would want to look at for the future be really something that would have to come down to you? You know, I mean, because you're trying to get ready to play a game this week.
Yeah.
The best guys. So if somebody from, you know, if they said, well, we'd like to see, you know, this linebacker, this cornerback, and this quarterback.
Right.
Would you expect it to be something from above?
I would certainly respect that, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I think we all would do that. I mean, authority is authority. And right. But that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. But I would certainly respect that. That's our job as, you know, people that work for the organization.
There was one play in the game. The game's tied 10-10. I think it's the fourth quarter. Third down, and pass goes incomplete. Looked like a woozy to the headshot at somebody, and they called the penalty, and they took the penalty away.
I know which one you're talking about. So I can't give my opinion of what I thought it should have been.
Are
right?
you going to ask but the I, league well, for I can clarification?
I can tell you what was, because I asked Walt to come over after that, because I was looking for an explanation. And I think I'm okay. What, right, Pat? I'm okay. Where are you?
Right here, Coach.
Talking about the conversation that we're
I'm listening. I
don't think it's. But I mean, because I was like you all. I was like, why was it? Because they threw the flag and they picked it up, right? And what Walt expressed to me was he had three officials that he consulted. Two of them felt that the contact was down, you know, legal. And one of them, who originally had thrown the flag, thought that he had gotten him in the chin, which would have been a foul. And so, based on that information, he decided.